In this video, we share Mystic Maria Esperanza's prophecy of the second coming of Christ. There have been some mystics of our time, some still alive on earth, whose prophecies have either occurred or are unfolding. Consider servant of God Maria Esperanza de Bianchini of Venezuela, died 2004, who accurately predicted the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers in New York City. She has been dubbed the female Padre Pio and is a candidate for sainthood. Maria Esperanza comes to mind because of what's happening these days to the United States and in the world. In the original version of The Bridge to Heaven, Esperanza had said, "Jesus is coming. His coming is near. Perhaps I will not live to see this, but the Lord is coming. Little time will pass. It will be in a way never before imagined by man, because the light of his new rising will be evident to everyone. Jesus will be felt very clearly in our hearts, and you will see him just as on that great day of his resurrection into heaven." When asked during interviews last autumn and winter for the new book if she believes he is really coming and if so how it might be, Esperanza, who often sees things in ethereal symbolism, elaborated on what seems at the least like a major manifestation. "We offer it for your own discernment. It will be very different than what people think," she told writer Michael H. Brown. "He's going to come in silence. People will realize he is among us little by little. I'm seeing him right now. He has his mantle covering his hair. He has a robe like white and black. His first presentation will be like this, because in those days an innocent person whom he loves a lot will die, an innocent person. This will shock the world, will move the world. Many people will believe. He will disappear for some days and appear again. And when he disappears, people will go back again to the mess, to the disordered things. He will billicate, he will multiply himself, to assist everyone, in their homes, because this will be a definite thing. He will come and knock on every door. And then people will realize it is truly him. He will let himself be seen for a little while and then will disappear until God decrees what has to be done. And then people will understand what is happening and begin preparing themselves. There is not much time for that. I will say from 10 to 20 years. Everything is already in place, in motion. I see palm trees, and they will say again, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.' We are being prepared right now. I know what I am saying sounds crazy, but I have to say what I have to say. Sometimes I am like Saint Thomas, who has to put his finger in his side. The distinction is made between a manifestation and the actual, formal second coming because the Church teaches that the second or at least final coming of Christ will be followed by the end of the world. The same way he resurrected, that is how God is going to appear to you, to me, in that way, the same way as he resurrected, as an apparition. That's the way he is going to appear, to you, to me, to everyone in that way. He is going to start appearing. He already is among us but is not letting us see him. With our brains, in this physical reality, we can only see what God wants us to see, but it only needs a little touch from God to open another little door in our brains to see Jesus whenever he wants us to see him. That's why I have been saying to be ready, because things are starting to happen. The Catechism says the second coming is followed by the end of the world. How do you respond to that?" she was asked, at which point her husband Gio, who often speaks for her because an illness prevents her answering questions in depth, said, "It is an interpretation. Read Psalm 71. When he comes in glory is the final judgment, it is the end of this world. If he comes now, the ones who will receive him will be the Pope and all the faithful souls in the world, no one else, because they are expecting him and waiting for him. We are also waiting." Throughout her life, Maria had mystical gifts included healings, prophecy, reading of souls, discernment of spirits, the stigmata, transverberation, bilocation, the fragrance of flowers and perfume emanating from her person, miraculous materialization of roses, and visions and locutions of Jesus, Mary and the saints. She died after a long illness in a home on Long Beach Island, New Jersey, in 2004. Bishop Paul Butkowski of the Diocese of Metuchen, New Jersey, opened her cause for canonization in 2004. Thank you for supporting my channel. Please hit the subscribe button. May God bless you and keep you. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us.